Hi, this is Rhonda Carmen with All the Best Blog. Today I am in Kinderhook, New York with two of my favorite people, Thomas Barek and Michael Devine. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
This is so exciting. I know probably most everyone in the blog world knows who you are and knows your fabric and follows your blog. And most of us have seen photos of your home here in Kinderhook, but it's actually fun to be here, and I've been wanting to come for a while now, so I'm really excited.
Well, we're thrilled to have you.
It has been such a fun weekend.
Yeah, we've been having a great time.
So I know probably most people obviously know about you from your blog, because the thing about blogs is you feel like you know people personally. But just tell, for those who aren't familiar, who I can't imagine, but those who aren't familiar with you or your fabric, tell them a little bit about why Kinderhook and how you came to Kinderhook and all about your fabric line and what you're doing now.
The reason I chose Kinderhook actually was because I wanted a village environment that was reminiscent of where I grew up back in Illinois. And we had looked in numerous places in the tri-state area, and Kinderhook really just sort of fit the bill. And I love the beauty of it and the architectural history of it.
It is a really, really cute little village. We've had a chance for the last 2 days to ride our bikes and take it all in, and it is great. But you, it is a place where you live and where you work and where you create and where you design your fabrics, but it's also a whole kind of lifestyle. I know people are familiar with your gardens that were in Country Living, and it really is sort of a whole lifestyle for you.
It totally is a lifestyle, because not only are my offices here, but I also live above the store because it's a storefront commercial property on the village green. And then I have my garden in the back, which is just really very small, but very productive and rather pretty.
Nice. It's very pretty. And then you've got your places where you entertain outside, and it works really, really well. So you came to Kinderhook to start your store.
Right.
Now, were you doing the fabrics when you opened the store, or did they happen simultaneously?
I had actually gotten started in the fabric world when I was 7 years ago.
Oh, I didn't know it'd been that long.
Yeah, okay. It got started in 2002. It was very serendipitous. I had started hand stenciling some pillows, and I showed them to a friend of mine who happened to work at House Beautiful. And she looked at the fretwork design and said, "Oh my God, I want to put this in the magazine, in Swatch Watch." So if you have the November issue from 2002, you'll see the first fretwork curtains.
See, and I thought I knew you so well, and I had no idea. So now I've got to go back and look at my my back issues. But when do you think it really sort of took off? Because it does seem like in the last few years, it seems like you're everywhere. I mean, even what was the book we were just looking at?
Oh, Alexandra Broncos.
Yes, and you didn't even know it, and there were your fabrics in the book over the weekend.
Well, I mean, to say it's just been the last couple of years is somewhat accurate, but the fabrics have fairly consistently been published from the beginning, whether it's been Architectural Digest, House Beautiful, Elle Decor. They've been picked up very regularly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I was going to say, when I was downstairs looking at the various magazines, you can see that it's been featured.
But I think the shift has been a little bit more focusing on who I am and the way I live, because there have been numerous pieces done on the store. Domino shot the apartment and the store. Quest did a story last summer, actually, on the store and the surrounding areas for shopping. And then, of course, Country Living just sort of totally blew it all out of the water.
Yeah. Well, do you think, too, though, having your blog has helped you in sort of creating a larger following, or people feeling as if they know who you are on a more personal level? Or do you find that's been the case?
Well, I think the blog has really sort of given it more of a personal face to it. Mm-hmm. And then people do have sort of a easier rapport to contact me directly if they have questions about the product or things like that.
So this month, you are in the November issue of House Beautiful.
Yes.
As one of the top tastemakers that dresses up basic white china.
Yes. Oh, my God. I was so thrilled to have been asked to be part of that.
It was a great lineup. I mean, it's a great, great group of people.
Yeah, and I nearly fell out of the chair when I saw that I was number 2 out of 15 with Paula Deen and Phoebe Howard, respectively, on the opening page. So that was really great. But, yeah, the article includes Eric Kohler, Carolyn Rome. I mean, Miles Redd. I mean,
star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
But you know, it's really obvious, I think, to people who do follow you on your blog and people who do know you either through the magazines or personally, it is something you and Thomas are both very passionate about, that you do really, really well. And I think, you know, I think I see you moving into a whole sort of lifestyle thing, because you, some people want to be and do the whole lifestyle thing, but you really all do embody it. I mean, it really,
well, we live it.
You do.
With the garden, I grow a lot of the produce that we use to entertain, particularly during
the, over the weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Still, into October, we're still getting produce from the garden, which is really super.
Yeah, lots of Brussels sprouts.
Lots of Brussels sprouts. but then, you know, growing it, I cook everything. I love to cook. You know, so it's really the whole entertaining. It's the table setting. It's the flowers. It's the whole nine yards.
Yeah. So what's sort of in store for you?
What's in store for me?
More fabrics?
More fabrics, absolutely. I just started to do a small collection of signature trays.
Yes, which are really cute, by the way. You're going to have to get those up online so everyone can see them.
Well, hopefully they'll be up by Tuesday. So okay. That's what we're aiming for. But they're really fun. So maybe more product extensions. And, you know, open to a lot of different things.
Yeah, because the trays are great. They basically are patterned after the fabrics.
They all use the fabrics because they're laminated fabric. So there's a big tray. There's a small tray that's great for coffee in the morning with a toast, or
which we like.
Yes. Or last night we had a cocktail party, so we had the woman who was helping us pass the little tray with all the little cheese and crackers
which
on it.
Which was very cute. And actually someone had asked, there was a couple here who I think you had just recently met who was asking about it. She said, oh, is that Michael's fabrics? But it was very eye. So speaking of fabrics, let's talk about fabrics, because really that's what you're known for right now. And your fabrics are very recognizable. When you see them, you know it's a Michael Devine fabric. But tell us a little bit more about the whole process, what goes into them, and where the designs, where the ideas come from, and how it all works.
Well, I hand stencil and design all the fabrics myself. The inspiration can come from anywhere, and I think that's pretty normal in the design world. You can be just walking down a street in Paris and find something really lovely, and voila, it's a fabric. They're all hand-printed. They're all hand-screened. Every fabric is made to order. We really don't stock. So
do you not stock?
No.
So can people, they want a special colorway? Can they?
We love custom colors. We do custom color at 25 yards. It's complimentary. So if somebody wanted fretwork on a silk and a color that we don't do, that's very easy.
That's good to know, because I actually had someone one time ask me on my blog what the material was and what colorways you do them in. And luckily you are accessible, so I pointed them in your direction because I had no idea.
Well, thank you.
So where do we buy Michael Devine fabrics if we want Michael Devine fabrics then?
Well, I've been really fortunate. I'm in really fabulous showrooms across the country. John Roselli in New York, Holland and Sherry in Chicago, Jerry Pear in Atlanta, Holly Hunt in L.A., Olivo in Australia.
You're getting around. That's great.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So what has been some of your favorite? Do you have any favorites? Or do you love them all? It's like children. You love
they're,
all of them.
It's like children, but I think, you know, you could almost say that there's some children that you love them all equally, but there might be one that you find a little bit more copacetic.
Which one would that be for you if you had to choose?
Well, I'd probably have a trio. Petite Fleur fretwork, obviously, since
which we're sitting here staring at, which is beautiful.
Well, thank you. And probably Venice.
Okay.
Although I do really like Window Box now.
I like Gramercy. Yeah. That's
and Gramercy's
like.
Great too.
See,
and
you just
Bagatelle.
Love them all.
Yeah.
They're all good. So with the holidays coming up, I always like to ask fun questions when I do these. You think naturally of entertaining,
right?
And cooking and big meals, which you do really well. I can say that I have been able to experience it firsthand this weekend. In fact, the other night, Michael even baked cookies at 1 a.m, so I would have fresh cookies at night. Although I've now learned that this is not a common thing. He doesn't do this every night, which I was slightly disappointed.
No, Thomas doesn't get cookies every night, every weekend
that
he's up here.
Yeah, he's disappointed as well, but... So what are some of your favorite meals to cook? Because you've done amazing dinners and breakfasts and cookies at midnight, so.
Well, I think I like to prepare all the meals. I don't know if I'd prefer breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or, cocktail parties, I think, could even be included in the meal thing. I think where my love for entertaining comes from, obviously, I grew up in an environment where entertainment is very important, but when it really started to gel was when I lived in Paris. And when I was in school, I had a partner, and we had a really small flat. And I remember one dinner in particular. The flat was not particularly glamorous, although it was in a nice neighborhood. But the kitchen just had a mini refrigerator, a microwave, and a two-plate hot,
The basics.
the basics, the very basics. And it was about 4 by 4. And we had a dinner for 18.
Oh my gosh.
And it was
That's incredible.
so much fun. And it was 4 courses. And
I have to say, I think
that's
you're the
me.
only person that I've ever met that would say that was fun. Because to me, as much as I love to entertain, that sounds
The
like
dishes were a nightmare.
awful.
But other than that, it was just really great. And that's where that type of entertaining, when you're a student in Paris, is very normal. It's very common. So I have a very comfortable, relaxed way, point of view about entertaining.
You do, because it hasn't seemed to faze you too much. Whereas I love to do it, but I'm always a bit of a wreck, and which is why Chris always, he's always okay. Let's, but favorite foods, favorite.
Favorite foods? Well, I do love a good blanquette de veau and a good tarte tartare.
Yes, and
We've
very,
had
very
those
good.
this
They've been very
weekend.
good.
It's I do tend to cook French.
French, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very into my French cooking. We did great apple beignets this
They
morning.
were very good. But you're surrounded by apples here.
Well, yeah, I do live in like in the middle of an orchard because we've got about 6 orchards around us.
So that's
So
handy.
yeah, apples and pears are very easy.
So with the holidays coming up, any favorite meals, traditions with
Oh, we have a wonderful tradition. Every Christmas Eve, we get together with the same friends. And the last several years, we've had it in the country, but I think this year we're going to change it out a little and have it in the city. So we're looking forward to Christmas Eve in the city,
That'll be
which will be
fun.
very, yes, it'll be great fun. It'll be very different from a dinner in Kinderhook.
That's good. You got to switch it up every now and then.
Yeah,
Every now and then.
yeah.
Okay, so before we go, I'm going to ask you, I always like to ask my sort of, Proustian style
Okay.
questions. Let's see, what can I ask you? Who would you most like to meet and how would you spend the day?
Oh, who would I most like to meet? I think I became a little obsessed with Julia Child this summer because of the movie. And I
You all
remember
could have had fun together in the
we
kitchen.
could have had a lot of fun. I was like obsessed to the point where Charlotte Moss had a dinner party for a few people, and it was the night that the movie opened in New York, and I was like a lunatic at the party. I was like, okay, we all have to go see the 1201 showing at 18th and Broadway because, when it's the public, it was just the first time it was being shown in New York. Needless to say, even Thomas didn't want to go, but he's like, I'm not, but you're going to, I'll go with you. So yeah, I got a little obsessed with Julia Child. So I think I'd like to spend the day with her in the kitchen,
That would be good.
preferably in Paris.
Oh, that would be
Yeah,
really,
wouldn't that
really
be
good.
fun?
That would be a lot of fun. Well, I am so happy that we got to sit down and do this
This is so
because
great. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
you're one of my favorite people and
Oh, you're one of ours
oh,
too.
well, thank you. It's a mutual admiration
Yeah,
society.
well.
But it's been really, really fun to be here and just to be a part of it for the
Well, I
weekends.
hope you'll come back often and bring your family.
Of course, we would love it because we were fortunate to spend Thanksgiving with you all last year, which we won't get to do this year, and my family's very disappointed. But at least I got to be here this weekend. Thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you for
Of
having me.
course.